Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What it do?
Hey.
Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things.
Love, life, and laughter. You're supposed to say where we make out all things what?
Oh, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter. How y'all doing?
I was trying to rush her because she had a fry in her mouth. So I was trying to rush her.
And I'm going to try really, really hard not to smack. But I am finishing up my lunch right now.
Lunch time.
There's a lot going on.
So. Yes. But
what is going on, Pete?
Y'all good?
Hopefully y'all doing? You guys are well.
Exactly.
It is Love Week, a.k.a. Yes. Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
That's nuts.
And
that's crazy.
Yeah. Why is it crazy?
It's just crazy. I mean, because it's February 14th already.
I mean, that is true.
That tomorrow like, means it's like the it, second month's almost gone already of 2020.
Crazy, right?
That's why it's crazy.
You right.
You right, girl.
Shout out to everybody who listened to our last episode and who loved us taking the love quiz. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then go back and listen to that last episode because it's really, really good. And we also put the link for you to take your own quiz, and it's pretty eye opening.
Yes, it was definitely pretty eye opening. I enjoyed taking it, and it's always good just to learn new things about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes, you know, there's a ton of people that are like very annoying people, and they don't even realize they're very annoying.
So funny, but
you know what I'm talking about. But there's things that I do that are annoying, and but you don't even realize. It's annoying until you're told.
It's annoying. It's not annoying to you.
Yeah. So until you like it, just learning things about yourself is just always good because you can make, you know, you can grow from that.
True.
Or you can go backwards. So, let's not do that.
Cue the music so I can eat some of these fries.
Okay. I'm trying. Let's see how it works. I don't think it's going to work.
It never works.
Of course it doesn't. Oh, my goodness. Can we get it?
Uh-oh.
Yo. All right, so that worked well. Kind of.
We're getting closer.
We're getting closer. Look, it's just there's
we're
no
not. Don't tell them lies.
There's no secret formula to
lies
doing this.
You
know what?
There is a much better way.
leave a comment or do something to where we can see it.
What?
If you want to see Gabrielle try to handle the music next week.
You're trying to put me on the spot?
Yeah, you got all this mess. You talk, you wolf in sheep clothing over there.
Okay, that's so funny. If you're listening and you're not watching us, I have on this Sherpa hoodie.
Yeah.
So.
Don't worry. It's not real.
That actually cracked me up.
It's not real.
That was a good one, man.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate you.
You quick-witted? I'm
quick-witted, girl.
I don't have that talent.
Sometimes
it takes
she does.
Me a minute.
Sometimes she
back.
Does. Sometimes though she
very rarely. I'm like 10% of the time I can come back.
The other 90% she's over there in her head, like, what can I
really
say?
Trying to think.
You'd be like, oh, if I said this, that'd be funny.
By the time I get to it, it's not even relevant anymore.
3 days later, you're stupid. Like, what? What? What are you talking about?
I can't do it with you.
Well, you know, remember 3 days ago when you said this.
I can't do it with you.
You're so cute.
Anyway.
So today should be a fun little conversation because we actually have some questions.
from you guys.
From you guys.
Yes, we asked our peeps on Instagram to give us some questions. We were going to do a love Q&A since it is Valentine's Day coming up. So
yes, we weren't. You know, we were going to do. We'll probably do it next week. The next episode will probably be retaking our five love languages and see where we're at compared to where we were the first time. But we figured, you know what, this is a perfect one just to answer some questions that you may have. But we're going to start out with our book of questions, but Gabrielle hooked it up.
Yes, because we finally got the Love and Sex Edition.
So if you're watching, you can see it. But just picture a pink book. If you're listening, just picture a pink book.
And I'm praying that these questions will be better.
Yes.
Than the other questions. Don't get me wrong. The other questions, the other book has good questions, but I just feel like we've been picking really raggedy ones lately.
Yeah, it's very true.
So let's hope for the best with this one. Is it my turn?
It is. Ladies first.
I think it's my turn to read it.
No. Ladies first. New book. We're breaking a new book open.
Okay, let's go with 69.
That's the same number I would have said, though. I literally was thinking that same number. Perfect. Okay.
Too well, Shadi.
How many
X-rated is it?
Like? No, it's not. Do you prefer which position do you prefer? No, it's fine. Let me see. How many times in your life have you felt more in love than ever before? How many times have you been with someone you felt you would be with forever?
Okay. Is it only two questions?
Yes. Well, yeah, it's not a whole.
I feel like I see three question marks. Is only two?
There's only two. One and two.
There's only two. Okay, how many times in my life have I
felt more in love than ever before?
I think only one time, and that's the love that I share with you, my husband.
Yeah, Daddy Mac can make you want to jump.
But first of all, like, is there another answer that's even appropriate? Like, you know that one time I really, really was in love 20 years ago with who? Not you.
Exactly. Yeah, that love was so much stronger than what we got.
No.
I mean,
please don't ever say that to
this,
your mate,
this love
okay?
is crap compared to that. It didn't work out, so you were plan B.
Please don't ever say that.
That is pretty fine. And then how many times have you been with someone you felt you would be with forever?
One other time. Mm-hmm. And I think you know that. He does know that. Obviously, we talked about everything. But the ex that I had before Chad, you can tell me that we weren't going to get married. Praise God that that didn't work out.
Yes.
No diss against him. Great guy. He just wasn't the guy for me. And it was one of those things where we dated in high school. He was trash then, and then I gave him another opportunity, and he was still trash. So it just all worked out. Like, the last straw was probably the best thing that could have ever happened because it opened me up for Chad.
Yes, like, exactly. No, literally.
Man, seriously. But you could not tell me in 2008, in 2009, like 3 months before Chad, that he was not the one I was supposed to marry. Like, you could not tell me. It was just this, like, blind, you know how sometimes you're just blind and just,
yeah, you just, it's not just, even the love, even it's see. Not even the love that keeps you there, it's just this sense of like, well, this is who I said I'm gonna be with, so it's almost like this sense of like, I don't want to start over,
you know? Basically,
so it's like, not
oh,
even,
oh guys, we got all this history, I've known him forever, we've been friends. Friends don't treat friends like that. How about that?
Yeah,
friends don't break your heart like that, okay?
Exactly. So I would say for me, I mean, yeah, our love together, I mean, that's the best ever. Right. Obviously, that's easy.
Right.
And, I mean, maybe one time before, but not really. Like, I never saw myself, like, being for real. Like, I even being married before, I wasn't, like, it wasn't, like, that
it
type.
It wasn't that type of feeling.
That type of feeling, yeah. There was love, obviously, but it wasn't that type of, it's, I've never experienced the love that I have with Gabrielle, and that's why it's so cool.
Yeah, it is pretty.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's why it's so cool. Yeah. It's God ordained. It's what was supposed to happen.
Yeah,
and when that happens, when you find that person, that's the love of that is so different than anything you've ever experienced.
So different.
That's just. Right? I mean, that's it. I don't know how else to explain that.
That's
but
so true.
When you marry the person, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say who. I have two thoughts in my head. So the first one, who was the other one? The one right like before me. Like, if you would say that you felt like the one with the child.
We talking about, like,
where you felt like you were gonna be with them for the rest of your life?
I never felt that way.
You still never felt that
way? Nah, like it just, it wasn't, I mean, it was like, you know, there was possibility.
Yeah.
There was definitely potential and possibility for that. But no, I mean, I've never just known the way that I knew with you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like literally.
You legit knew. Like,
exactly.
Literally, he told me from the beginning. Yes. That I was going to be his wife.
Like
I've never had anybody speak that sure.
I've never had that, but I've never had that feeling, like that instant, like it was like God was telling me, like literally, this is your wife.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's how he came too. He came real
yeah,
strong.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I just.
I was like, whoa.
Exactly. So she was like, whoa, you white.
And, right. That's exactly what it was. Like, whoa, slow your roll.
That's
bro.
Hilarious. That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
that's
I mean.
So funny.
But yeah, that's. That's
crazy. And the second thing that I had, if you're watching, I feel really bad for calling him trash. He was trash to me. He's not a trash person.
No.
But I feel the need to clarify because we got a lot of mutual friends. Somebody be like, she called you trash on the podcast. No, the relationship, I mean, he knows.
The relationship
so, yeah,
was
I'm
not great.
I'm saying that my ex is a trash person. He was just trash for me.
In the relationship.
In the
yes.
relationship.
Yeah.
It just wasn't
But here's the thing. Just like I've been trash for relationships I've been in.
Exactly.
Gabrielle's been trash for relationships she's been in.
Yeah.
We have all had a past.
Yeah.
I am not who I was. I am who I am now.
Right.
Just
yeah.
like her ex is not who he was then.
I'm sure he'll go on to
yeah.
make somebody
we see,
very
we
happy.
Still see him every once in a while and
sure.
it's all good. It's all love. But yeah, so that's yeah, that, so I think that's a good question. Yeah, if you feel comfortable with your spouse or your significant other, ask them that question and see, you know, it. Any little small question can help you guys get closer.
If you don't feel comfortable your spouse, though.
That was my next question. Yeah.
Some people just might not want to know.
Yeah. If you don't,
fine.
If you don't want to know, that's fine.
Know, like,
but also look inside.
You might be
and see,
like, Keisha, that's who you love? No.
But also look inside and see why you don't want to know. Like.
Will it make you like,
will it make you feel insecure or will it make you feel jealous?
Okay.
And if there is a reason for that, then you need to address that because that's
yeah.
not good.
Yeah.
Like literally it doesn't matter what happened in my past or happened in her past. We're together now.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're
yeah.
right. You're right.
Our present and future is what matters.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's cool.
excuse me. I need a water break.
Good Lord. This is our second water break in the last 2 minutes. Gulp, 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 gulp. You are thirsty. The way she was looking at me at the gym today proves she was thirsty. Like,
anyway, speaking of water, you guys, we got something really cool to tell
yes,
you about, too.
That's very true. So we actually have a great sponsor for this. So, water, me and water have this relationship. We have this relationship where
you got a relationship.
I know I got to drink you. Okay. I got to drink you water. But sometimes I'm like, dang it. But. That it helps because, you know, obviously I feel much better when I drink it. So that's why this sponsor is great. It's actually called Clearly Filtered. So shout out to them for sponsoring this podcast.
Yep.
So basically, do you have water? I want to ask you guys a question. Do you have a water filter at home or do you just drink straight from the tap? That's I would really,
really
love to know
question.
The answer.
Yeah,
I would really love to know because we don't.
A lot of people out here drinking tap water.
Yeah, we don't drink from the tap, but I did as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I wonder, you know, I really would love to know what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you know this, but in the U.S., you might think that the water you're drinking is safe. But unfortunately that's just not the case. Like there's a lot of chemicals and a lot of things in water that, you know, some of it is actually, you know, regulated and reported and some of it is not. Okay. Cause water is treated by facilities and things. So that's where Clearly Filtered actually comes in. They created a new water filter technology that actually removes all of the harmful chemicals, toxins, and contaminants found in tap water while still retaining the healthy minerals found in that water.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The filters actually remove lead, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS, I'm not sure what that is, pesticides, herbicides, radiation, bacteria, and many more.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, and what the cool thing about their products is they're all tested by a third party EPA accredited lab, which makes them certified to remove over 230 contaminants with your pitcher. So they have a pitcher. They give. We actually have water bottles, mm-hmm. and it's, you know,
it's pretty really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And then it's right on their website, so you can see what you have and what they're removing. So that's really, really cool. So you can actually just see it.
Yeah.
So setting up the pitcher, super easy. You know, it's just like a normal pitcher, but it just gives you that peace of mind and knowing you're drinking clean
water.
Yeah. And the taste is smooth. Like it's smooth.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Like it's smooth.
I love water.
Yeah, she loves water, but for me, like, it's just smooth. It's just like, you know, just refreshing. It's I enjoy it. So it lasts for about 100 gallons. And then you can actually get 10% off if you set up for their automatic shipments. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. So that way, you know, 10% off is great. And then you get it when you need it. Okay. So for you guys, if you feel like it's time for you to get a real, like a water filter, make sure you're drinking good water, you know, that actually removes hundreds of contaminants in tap water, then visit clearlyfiltered.com/LMO and use the coupon code LMO and you'll get 20% off your new Clearly Filtered water system. They ship throughout the U.S. for free, have 30-day risk-free guarantee, and then a lifetime warranty on all of their filter systems. So again, that's clearlyfiltered.com/LMO. So go get you some. Absolutely.
Yes. So, okay, we're going to jump right into these questions because we got quite a few. So I'm going to do it kind of rapid fire style.
Okay.
I mean, as rapid as possible. Y'all know we kind of long-winded. So
we're going to be rapid fire answers too.
Okay. First question is for the singles out there listening.
Okay.
How did you spend Valentine's Day when you were single? Hashtag 5 years in a row. Shout out to Noelle. Hey girl.
Shout out.
That's a really good question.
By myself. All right. Next question.
I guess that is rapid fire style. No, we would scratch the rapid fire.
I
honestly don't remember Valentine's Day before. I mean, like the single Valentine's days, I don't remember ever doing anything special. It was just another day for me. Like, I was never the person that was like, oh, I'm going to celebrate it whether I got a boo or not. Like, I just didn't really do much to celebrate it.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. I mean, I mean, Valentine's Day, like, literally, when I was single, like, I don't even think I treated it like a different day.
Yeah, it's interesting, but there are some people that will go all out and treat themselves or take themselves out. Or
yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
Go have dinner by themselves. Pamper yourself, whatever. Like, if that's
Netflix
your thing.
Netflix and chill with yourself.
Hey, if that's your thing, do it. But I can't think of a time where I treated it any different than another day.
Like, yeah,
it's been many times where I've been in a relationship and it was still just another day. So
yeah, exactly. So it's a good question.
Okay, here's another one. Does the woman make Valentine's Day plans, or is it the responsibility of the man to make the plans?
So I'll step in there. So I would say, so Gabriel and I recently, if you're not watching this on Gay Babe TV, which is our YouTube channel, our vlog channel, mm-hmm. you should go check us out there, link down
Gay
below.
TV,
We actually just went on a date on Saturday night and it was kind of it's not our Valentine's Day date, but it was our nice date for Valentine's Day because we're going to kind of chill at home and have a good night together.
On actual Valentine's Day.
So we went out and had a really nice dinner, a good time, made candles, all that kind of cool stuff. Mm-hmm. So we actually both planned that kind of. Mm-hmm. She planned the activity and then I had found another restaurant, but then she reminded me of the restaurant that we ended up going to.
Yeah.
And so I had made reservations at the place. I did it without her knowing. So I was trying to, you know, so I think
I kind of stepped in a little bit, but
yeah, she stepped in a little bit and said, hey, we should go to that place instead. So, I mean, if she wants to go to the other place instead, then I'm all good for that. But I think that as a man, I'm horrible at planning things. I'll be honest. Like, I'm horrible at planning things. It's just, I'm not like, I'm very good at the, in the moment, showing you love and affection and making sure you feel loved and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to planning things, I think I put too much pressure on myself. And so sometimes, you know, sometimes I've done really good. And then sometimes, like, where was a Valentine's Day that we did at home that I set up the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. That was really sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm, you know, I can do it.
You can do it.
Sometimes it's tough for me. And I, you know, I've never claimed to be the best planner when it comes to that stuff. Gabrielle is definitely the planner of the relationship.
I
think that's where we kind of come together and we just partner it up, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know that I necessarily feel like it's a responsibility, like the man, you have to do it. Now, as a woman, I think that it's a preference.
You want to see some effort.
I want to see some effort. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can think to when I was dating, I don't want to have to be the one to plan Valentine's Day. Because when you think about it, like, sure, Valentine's Day is for both of you, but really it's more female-focused. It's more centered around the women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, take the initiative and plan something. Exactly. Buy me chocolates or like a bomb card, because I'm a card person. You know what I'm saying? Like, make reservations at a restaurant you know that I like. Like, the opportunity there is endless. You know, if your lady likes flowers, buy those. Don't buy me no flowers, though. But, I think that it's a preference.
Yeah.
That a man takes the initiative. Absolutely. On Valentine's Day. But, you know, when you're married, I feel like, you just be like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Like, I'm not about to do all of the extra. Like, you don't have to, because it's kind of just like another day. But I think when you're dating, it's one of those like, oh, yeah, we're going for Valentine's
and
Day.
I think that, yeah, absolutely. I think that when you're, to add to that, like when you're married, like for us, we're looking forward to spending that time alone together at home, mm-hmm, and doing something. Like, yeah, you know, and I'm planning something that, you know, that will just be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be fun, and just, you know, we'll enjoy, yeah, each other's company. Yeah. And, you know, and I think that when you're married, that's kind of lets you love being at home. Like, yeah, you know, that's your safe space. And so, like, but when you're, you know, when you're dating and like you want to go out, you want to experience, you know, a bunch of stuff together, especially on like Valentine's Day, mm-hmm, I think. But like for Valentine's Day, yeah, it's just, you know,
yeah,
as long as you're connecting. And I think that that's important.
That's really what matters.
For us, at least, that's, yeah, what matters for us, is that we're getting real, genuine connection.
True. And I was going to say too, like, if you are in a relationship and you want your spouse or your significant other to plan something, like, it's a conversation to have, because a lot of times that is why we get so disappointed in relationships, is that there are expectations that the other person doesn't know about.
They're unspoken, like, expectations.
Unspoken expectations. And then when they don't happen, you get mad. And it's like, it could have just easily been a conversation like, hey, are we doing anything for Valentine's Day? Like,
I'd love it if
you plan something. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure, it's not going to be a surprise. Well, you know, what you do could end up being a surprise. But if your significant other doesn't even think that you're expecting that, mm-hmm, then you can't turn around and be disappointed about it.
Yeah.
So I think that you just have to voice however you feel about
That's
it
good.
With
That's
your
good.
Partner, and just make sure you guys are on the same page. Like, don't let Valentine's Day roll around, he don't get you nothing and you pissed off. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
True. No, I think, like, you said something good there, but I think that two things that are like relationship killers, like they hurt relationships, mm-hmm, bad. Unspoken expectations,
yes,
and unrealistic expectations.
Yes.
And so,
that's a word.
Yeah, if you want, so we already covered the unspoken, but the unrealistic, you guys know what unrealistic means.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't put your husband or your wife on this pedestal. Like, they're perfect now that they're husband or your wife.
Yeah.
They're not perfect. They're still flawed. They still got issues.
Yep.
They still need help and support and love and prayer. So, think that's important to remember. Those things are,
yeah, that's a good
big
one.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah,
okay.
Good questions.
Good one. Okay.
Good.
Let me get to the next ones. I'm struggling. I wasn't ready.
She's struggling. She's over here looking at
trying
to find questions over here.
Do you think you can fall out of love with your spouse? This person says, I don't. Mrs. Coleman, shout out to you.
You want me to jump in?
Yeah, you can jump in.
I think that if, like, there's no connection ever,
mm-hmm,
like, literally, if you just go for a year, 2 years, and, like, there's just, like, literally no connection, like, no talking, no, you know, anything, that your relationship is going to be completely different than what you, mm-hmm, you know, like, and so that will, the love will suffer. But if you truly love someone,
out of love,
yeah, if you truly, like, love someone,
yeah,
I don't believe that. I mean, I'm never going to fall out of love with Gabriel.
Right. And I also don't believe that love is something you fall in and out of. Honestly, like, I feel like love is an action word. Like, you know, what love is, like, what do you do with this feeling? Like, I think that people fall in and out of lust every single day, and they call it love.
That's good.
But it's
that's
not
good.
Love. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, love is all of the things. Like, y'all know the scripture. Love is patience. Love is kind. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the things that love is. You don't just fall out of that stuff. Like,
that's good. That's good.
You know, if you say, I love you, you are my spouse, I must spend the rest of my life
and you
with
truly
you.
Mean it.
And you truly mean it, and you're not just infatuated with this person and falling in and out of infatuation. Absolutely.
100%.
Like, are you going to feel butterflies in your stomach every single time you see this person for the rest of your life? No, that's unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? Yes. But people take those things to mean, oh my gosh, I must have fallen out of love because I don't have these butterflies every time I see him, and I'm just not. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
Like, these are feelings that aren't necessarily indicative of being in love, in my
yeah.
opinion.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, so
and yeah,
I don't think that you can fall out.
I agree.
Of love.
Like when you put and when sex comes into the equation,
it clouds everything.
Like it clouds everything.
Yeah.
So if that part's good, but you're not connecting anywhere else, and truly getting to know each other and love each other for who you are,
yeah.
Then yeah, that stuff will probably get tiring, and then. Yeah, you fall out of lust.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I
but
think
yeah,
lust
falling out of
infatuation.
Yeah. That's what people fall in and out of.
People
I feel
interchange
like.
That word with love. Those words with love, and it's like, which feeling is it, sis?
Exactly.
Like, which one?
Which one?
Yeah. Okay, so another one. I think we kind of touched on this one. Your views on Valentine's Day? Is it an absolute must celebrate day, or just another day? I think that it just depends on how you feel about it. It could be an absolute must for somebody else, and just another day for
yeah,
the
that's
other
something,
person.
And that's why you got to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk to your significant
yeah.
other and your spouse and say, hey, this is what I want for Valentine's Day. This is what I hope that we can
mm-hmm.
do. Make a tradition of your own.
Yeah,
you know, like yeah, that's where you talk. Communication.
Yeah. Communication.
If y'all ain't talking, then ain't nobody know what's going, like
right.
what they want.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So that's good.
How to keep the love going and turn every day into a mini Valentine celebration. Reese, shout out to you. I think that every day we're presented with an opportunity to celebrate the love
mm-hmm.
that we have with our spouse or our significant other. It could be something so simple as taking out the trash. For me, that is a symbol of love. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I love you. How are you today? Like, thinking, if you're out, thinking of them and bringing something back. Like, there's so many ways that you can celebrate your significant other. You don't have to wait until Valentine's Day to do it.
Or like, yeah, for instance, like with Gabrielle, if she's out for more than 2 hours, I get to about the 2 hour mark at most.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, you doing okay? Everything?
Yep.
You having a good time?
Just a simple check-in.
Like,
text.
I won't let it go much more than that.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, I care. I want to know she's okay. And I want her to know that I'm thinking of her.
Right, right. It's true.
You know? But there's a lot of people that don't do that. You'd be gone for 6-7 hours. They ain't checking
you. You don't even
wants.
Hear from, like, that. I cannot understand that.
But I don't understand that. Like, don't you miss that person?
Right.
That's your person. Why don't you
yeah,
miss them? Like,
I,
you know?
I can't understand it.
Yeah, so, that's a good one.
That was a good one, though. Let's see. What are good anniversary dates? My 7th year anniversary is March 11th. Hey, congrats to you.
Congrats, that's amazing.
Kendra, that's exciting. So we kind of have a tradition where we like to travel for our anniversary.
Yes.
Like, I think that that's, most of the time, that's what we
We're
do.
We're doing something.
We're usually
yeah.
traveling. Like,
yeah.
that's, but that's like our thing. We
yeah.
enjoy traveling.
Yeah, I think. But I think that that's a good, but I also think that that's a cool way to, you know, spend your anniversary. Like, you think about it, it comes around once a year.
Once a year, yeah.
So, like, it comes around once a year. Like, it could be a time for you and your spouse. See if you can get a babysitter, get grandmommy, or, you know, granddaddy, whoever, auntie,
right.
Somebody to watch the kids for a weekend, and go find a place that's within 5 hours driving distance.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't necessarily have to
yeah.
like fly.
Yeah. You don't have to fly somewhere.
Do any of the things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
Go somewhere and experience something new together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's just fun. And
yeah.
that's just fun. Like,
that's just fun. It's like a mini little, like, honeymoon all over
yeah.
again. You know? Anytime I think that you get with just your spouse, especially if you have kids, it's just like, oh, you know, and then you're all lovey because you're celebrating the anniversary. So.
No, it's true
yeah.
because, like, when we go somewhere on a trip by ourselves, I'm telling you, as soon as we get to the room.
It's going down.
As soon as we get to the room, she knows what's about to happen. Like, because it's just this alone time with my wife. Yeah. We get a chance to just connect.
Yeah.
And like, that's exciting. And I think that's, you know, like, use it for that. Use it for a chance just to have fun with your spouse.
Yeah, but if you're not in a position to travel,
yeah,
there are other things that you can do. Maybe you can do, like, a staycation at a local hotel. Like, you know, send the kids somewhere for the night and just have a really good dinner and just relax in the hotel together. You guys can go to a super fancy place. You can get all dressed up and dolled up and go eat at a super fancy place. There's so many things that you can do.
Absolutely.
Like, pick a spot somewhere in your city that you've never been to and do that. Pick something that neither of you have done and that you want to try together. Like, so there are so many things. Just because it is the anniversary doesn't mean you necessarily have to do the most grand thing. But, I mean, if that's your style, go for it.
Go for it. Yeah, yeah. I think that's great. Like, I mean, yeah, there's so many things you can do. Like, you know, but I want to add to that last question. So I forgot, like, ways to keep, you know, kind of like make every day feel like Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
What I really enjoy, and I'm starting to really see the, how much I enjoyed it when we used to do it a long time, is go to the gym together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're not working out together. We're not doing the same workout, but literally, I get to look over at my wife when I'm like, you know, I get to just be like, that's all mine. Like, but that's special to me.
Yeah.
Like, she catches me looking at her, like, you know, like, and like, you know, it just, to me, that's like, it's a part of like connecting and like, you know, like
just like a mini date.
Yeah. It's kind of like a mini date. And it's just, I mean, I enjoy that thoroughly, but you know, it's just a chance for us to, you know, better ourselves. And you know, enjoy the view.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Especially when she's doing leg days.
Let's see. This one says, what do you do when you're constantly at odds with your in-laws? Now that's
thank Jesus we don't have that.
Honestly, like, I can only tell you from experience, and I don't have much experience in that area because I didn't have a strained or a bad relationship with my in-laws. Like,
same.
Yeah, like, thankfully our families loved each other, and we didn't have that issue. But I can, if I put myself in that and think about how I would feel, like, I think that it's a conversation that needs to be had with your spouse about how
they
your
need
in-laws
yeah.
make you feel, or how they are overstepping boundaries,
yes.
or whatever it is that they're doing, because I think that you should give your spouse the opportunity to take that to his or her parents first,
yes.
before you
just
speak
go
up. Off or
yeah.
speak up, or, you
yeah.
know, and I'm not saying don't speak up for yourself, like, absolutely do
yeah.
that, but I do think that it starts at home, and you got to have this conversation with your spouse, and y'all got to be on the same page so that then they can take it to their parents, like, look, this is what's going on, this is not okay. Or y'all can all sit down together and
yeah.
have that conversation, but you want to make sure that you and your spouse are on the same page,
yeah.
because that will create a rift,
absolutely.
A rift between the household, like,
absolutely.
And you don't want that.
No, yeah, because I think that with that, you know, you just, some people have a problem, some in-laws and sometimes spouses have a hard time understanding that my immediate family is now my spouse,
mm-hmm.
not my mama and daddy,
yep.
and daddy, you know what I'm saying? So,
or my sister and brother.
Or my sister and brother.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think that, and there's a lot of in-laws that think they're still priority.
Yeah.
You're not priority anymore. I'm sorry. I love you.
Yeah, but you don't come first.
But you don't come first no more. My immediate family, my wife or my husband comes first,
mm-hmm.
and my kids. And I think that conversation sometimes the spouse doesn't even know.
Yeah.
They don't realize it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's good. Just have a conversation with your spouse. Say, hey, I need this to change.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Here's another one. How to make date night work when you've got kids.
Mm.
Find a local babysitter. You need somebody
yes.
that you can call on. At least everybody can do once a week. Once a month, you need somebody that can step in and give you 4 hours, 3 hours
yes.
with your spouse. Like, there has to be somebody
somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Like a parents' day out program, or at the gym, maybe they have kids' night out, or, you know what I'm saying? Like the church, maybe they do something. Like, there has to be somebody. I mean, and if you absolutely cannot find somebody, because I get it, we've lived in a place where we didn't have any family or friends, and it was kind of just us.
So we didn't get, we got very really few date nights without your coworker. Siege.
Like, you, I mean, you don't know them like that. So, but what we did in that period is we set up a schedule for him so that he was in bed and we still had a good three-ish, maybe 4 hours before it was time for us to go to bed.
By ourselves.
By ourselves. So then we had the opportunity to make date nights at home. Like, you just got to kind of wing it. Like, you just want to carve out some type of time for you and your spouse. Because it is imperative. Put the kids to bed.
Tell them
that they need to go in their room and watch TV till they fall asleep. Like, whatever the case may be. Like, you know, depending on the age of their of your kids. But you make sure you have at least a good 2 hours. And this is something we try to do every night. It's great when we can put them to bed and we still have time to hang out, because it's like mini dates all over. We get to reconnect, like, how was your day, what's going on,
it's really
we
good.
Got business to talk about, because we, you know, we do work together, so we can use that time however we choose. So I think that when you have kids, you just have to be resourceful and you just got to just make it work however you can.
Yeah, and I think that's why bedtimes are important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bedtimes, so that way, you know, you can literally almost plan your date out, because you know the kid, you know, Reagan's going to go to bed this time. Chad's going to be in his room, you know, going to sleep at this time. And then we know that that rest of the time until we want to go to bed is ours. So that's important. Yeah. So just, yeah, like you said, a schedule, you know, and a structure.
I think that that's really important.
Yeah.
Here's one from Miss Brown Gray Eyes. That's interesting. Brown gray eyes. I would like to get my boyfriend a picture canvas of us made. Do you think he will like it or not? I think that this question is kind of hard to answer because we don't really know your boyfriend or your taste, but overall, or his taste, but overall, I feel like it's always the thought that counts.
I think it's cool. Like, it sounds like a cool gift.
It sounds like a cool gift. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if the artist is good, now you get the wrong artist. Y'all gonna end up looking like...
Don't get that street artist that you be looking at the picture like, who is this? Honey?
Like, she looked like Raven Simone in one of our characters. Like what?
I do. We got a character.
Like, I'm like...
In New York.
I was pretty close, but she looked like Raven Simone. I wasn't even that close.
It didn't look like me.
But yeah.
But I think it's the thought that counts,
no,
man.
Absolutely.
Like, you do. Like, that's the whole point of gifts. Like, unless your significant other has, like, given you a list.
Like, I do not want an oil painting.
Right. Or there's, you know, like, maybe there's some things that he's mentioned a few times that you know that he wants. Like, I mean, if that's not in the case, then, you know, just he be happy he get a gift. That's what I'm saying. Like,
exactly. I mean, it sounds like a cool gift, but if they've ever said they wouldn't like something like that, you know, or they hate art, like in general, or pictures in general, then maybe not get that. But it sounds like a cool gift.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's unique.
Baby Doll says, "What is your favorite all-time candy?"
Mine's easy.
Mine is too. Sour Patch Kids.
Twizzlers.
I will mess me up some Sour Patch Kids. I don't even buy them now because I can't. You can only eat like 10 of them.
I don't buy Twizzlers either.
Because the carbs are just ridiculous. It's like...
It's ridiculous. You can only eat 3 of them. Man. Like 3 Twizzlers.
But that's the weight of my heart right there. Some Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
I
and some them. Twizzlers.
I was about to say, you haven't bought Twizzlers in a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like Babe's travel candy, too. Anytime we're in the airport, we're going somewhere, he's got a bag of Twizzlers with him. It is the funniest thing. So funny. Okay, I'm trying to think of... I think all of these are kind of the same thing. So, like, a lot of you guys suggested love languages. So, we're coming back next week with the topic of our love languages. We're going to take the quiz
next
again,
week.
And we're going to talk about it. So, I appreciate everybody suggesting that. Sheesh. Here's another one from Baby Doll. What is your favorite romantic thing to do?
Favorite romantic thing to do?
I feel like we just... excelling at romance like that. Like, we just not out here doing extra romantic things all the time. I would say our favorite thing to do, period, is go out to eat. But I think when we're trying to, like, be romantic, we take baths. Yes. I think that that's, yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah, that, yeah. Yeah, when we're like, we get candles, got the music going on, got some 90s R&B going on, mm-hmm. and then take a bath. Like, that's, yeah, that's
probably the most romantic weekend. Which sounds kind of basic, but I mean, I don't know. Y'all out here taking baths with y'all spouse every week?
We enjoy it. I mean, we enjoy it, though.
It's definitely not, it's like a, it's a rare, not rare, but it's not all the time.
So. Yeah, it's not all the time. It's like when we shop, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just, yeah. That's funny. That's
a good that question. Is interesting. That's a good one. I mean, you didn't have another one, did you? I feel like that's pretty spot on.
I couldn't think of another one.
Right? Yeah. So I think that that was really like all of the questions that we had. Like, yes. There are a couple more, but a couple of these I feel like would be great to have just like an actual full podcast on the topic.
Yes.
So thank you guys so much for sending your questions. Yes, thank you. And we wish you the happiest Valentine's Day.
We do.
Treat yourself if you're single, or treat it like another day. Absolutely. It's okay. However you want to celebrate it.
Absolutely. I think that's well put. Perfectly put.
So we will see you guys, and hopefully you'll hear from us next week. You will.
You will, definitely.
Be on the lookout.
That's right.
And yeah. Until next time, guys.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Deuces.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.